Amen. Thank you, Brother Jim, for that word. We have much to chew on. Jim, when you said there is no man yet that has, I forget how you said it, come to perfection, of course, you weren't including Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, when you made that statement. He
No,
was not among us, mortal man, but he was a man, amen, born of a woman, but of the full spirit and soul of God. He became the quickener for us. Quickening means the stirring of life. In fact, that word quickening is actually a medical term, or at least it was when I learned it. When the woman with the child inside of her, when she first feels the movement of that child, it's called the time of quickening. She's aware at that point that there is a living being within her. So why don't we share whatever God is showing us from the word here?
I just have one comment to make. First of all, Jim, I thought that was just an excellent word this morning. And as you were speaking, I had one little thought going through my mind. And it was back in Deuteronomy, God was sort of explaining to the people why he had them wandering around in the wilderness. And he made the comment, he said, I suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know it. So God was sustaining their life through this life force that they really didn't even know or see or understand. In fact, a lot of them didn't even want it because they said, what is this stuff, this manna raining down from heaven? We want meat. And you know, the word manna actually means, what is it? And so anyway, he said, I suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, to show you something, to show you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And you know, when Satan tempted Jesus with bread after his fast, he said to him, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So all I want to say is this life source, this spiritual life force from God, this breath that he breathed into Adam is a real thing. And it is well able to sustain our lives. And it is going to sustain our lives when this corruption is gone out of our system. This life force from God is a spiritual entity that's very real and very powerful and very high above what we now live on. So that's all I wanted to say. God bless. Amen.
Pero can I say something?
Please go ahead, brother.
Yeah, praise God. I bear witness to this word this evening, this morning in their place, but this evening in Nigeria. I am a witness to this word. This is that word that the church of the firstborn must carry to the nations. It's a word about resurrection. It's a word about the life that Christ brought to the earth, not this mortality, but immortality, the resurrection from corruption. And brother, thank you so much for this word. It is so much for us to walk on and put our on the line. So
you're breaking up pretty bad, brother. We can't hear you.
By fear of death, lacks of the material realm, and those things that are found in the world, the plagues that are in the world. So, all of us on this platform this evening or this morning, wherever you are and you have heard this word, it's a clear sign of the trauma life that we are living. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And the world may be so bad. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Now we can, yes. I think we have a bad connection. We couldn't hear most of what you said. But I know that you were agreeing with the word that we heard.
And no need to be sorry, brother. It wasn't your fault.
So, do we have anyone else to share?
I was only bearing witness to this world that it is a word for the
You're still breaking up, but we can tell that we're with you in the spirit, brother.
Yes, amen.
So
yeah, you've got a bad internet connection. Well, does anyone else have something to share? I don't know where Larry is today. I'm sure he would have something to say. Well, if we've come to the end of our day, I guess we can say goodbye. Let me turn the recording off.